This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1333, Why America is Divided and How to Talk About It in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. We are at a moment of extreme division in our country politically. How can you dive into this topic with native English speakers to go deeper into a robust conversation? Listen in today. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Good. I say that with like questioning intonation. There's a lot happening in the world, and it can be a lot to take on some days. You know, you turn on the radio and you're just like, oh, I can't even
I know. It's too much. It's too much. There's politics all over all the time.
Oh, and
yeah, there's just a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Right now, as we're recording, the coronavirus is happening. That's affecting the stock market, right?
Yeah.
We just had a big drop in the stock market yesterday. Lots of things going on.
You know what's crazy? So on the IELTS side, we've recommended this podcast, Science Versus. And guys, even if you're not taking IELTS, just as a person learning English, Science Versus is an amazing podcast. But they did this episode on like, what would a pandemic look like in the world? Like not a zombie apocalypse, but like if a virus really like wiped out a bunch of people. And then not more than 2 weeks later, the coronavirus hit. And so then they did a follow-up episode that was like, how close did we get? Like, we imagine this. Is this going to happen? Anyway, really interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, the truth is we don't know what's going to happen with this. I mean, this could die out in the next month or it could get really, really bad. And so there is a real state of uncertainty. And so that causes some anxiety, I think, especially within our country. We've seen over the last 4 years, we saw Trump getting elected. We've seen a lot of division within our country. And so that's why we had a good question from a listener, actually a student in our Connected Communicator course. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. So thank you to this student. I'm going to try and say your name correctly. Nguyen Tan Quang. I know that you're Vietnamese because I just learned this yesterday. Another Vietnamese student told me that 70% of Vietnamese people have the last name Nguyen.
So I think it's pronounced Wen or Nguyen, like that.
I'm
not sure. I think it's something like that. Guys, send us a voicemail.
Yes, please.
And let us know how to pronounce that name correctly because we want to know. It's really important. Yeah.
It is. I want to say it correctly, guys. I apologize. I know I didn't. So anyway, thank you to that awesome student. So I'm going to go ahead and read his question, guys. Guys, today's episode is amazing. You guys are taking on news in the world in English. So today's phrases and our cultural perspective on what's happening, I think, is going to be very interesting and useful. Okay. So he said, hello, Jessica. I have heard a lot about America being divided and heal the country in the media. I wonder what they exactly mean. It would be great if you could clarify a little bit here. Thank you.
Oh, what a good question. Yeah. And this student was in our Connected Communicator course. He was taking his journey, which is what you guys get to do. You journey around the U.S. by video lesson, meeting native speakers and learning how to talk about bigger issues, right? Like politics, like gun rights, like the history of slavery in the South, like homelessness. Okay. These are hefty issues. And you guys, we know you want to be able to talk about them. In that course, we give you the tools to do it. So you could actually jump in right now at allearsenglish.com/connection. Okay.
Exactly. Because the thing is, guys, we know you want to talk about deeper topics, right? Yeah. And today's episode is an awesome example of real English, how real native speakers will talk about something like current politics and all this stuff, all these connected issues like guns and equality, racism. These are all part of the same political conversation.
Yes, absolutely. Oh man, our country is just is big and complicated.
Oh God, so complicated. You know,
it's just not simple. It can't be compared to any other country because it is so complex. We have a every country has a complex history, of course. Of course. We're a very diverse country in every sense of the word: religion, race, political affiliation, age. And it's just when you have a country that's that big and that different, you're going to get divisions. But this is a time that's even more divided, feels like, than ever. I'm sure there have been other times, like during the Civil War.
Right.
Right.
Of course. Sure. No, for sure. Like there's always, yeah, of course. But at the same time, like you can, I can only say this so many times where people are so worried, stuff is happening. And I'm like, but think about, you know, the Civil Rights era. Think about the 1960s. Think about Nixon, Kennedy. Yeah, our country has been greatly divided a lot throughout our history, but not to this extent because of the technological tools we have now, because of how a false message can get out to so many people and they believe it right away. Like the tools today is what make it bigger.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I mean, I don't think it's the only reason. I think it's a compounding factor, right, that makes it worse, but it has like caused a lot of this because I think when social media channels like Facebook were invented, we thought that it would create connection around the world. But what it's done is it's made us less likely to connect on a deeper level. It's made us able to see certain things, but like little sound bites from other people. And of course, there's the whole false information thing happening as well. Right. So, oh man, it's complex. But today,
so much.
We can't, I mean, there's only so much we can do in a 15-minute episode for you guys, but we want to teach you guys some key phrases today, right, Jessica, to talk about this with other native speakers.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So let's explain the first couple phrases that our student asked about, this idea of America being divided. Yeah. Of course we are, right? And that phrase, it all comes down to politics. So this is kind of the way I explained it in the Facebook group, guys. But like Lindsay said, this is a great window into a real conversation. But for the deeper conversation about these topics, the Connected Communicator is the course for you.
Definitely.
Okay. So Democrats and Republicans have always been apart from each other, right? Like they're two different political parties that believe in different things, what our country should do, what we mean as Americans. However, in the past, there were more people towards the center, as we say, right? Yeah. More moderates is how we would describe them. On some issues, I'm a moderate Democrat. On others, I'm more liberal, right? But there's more of a spectrum, and people could accept that spectrum on both sides. But today, the thing is, we are so divided because there are more people to the extremes, right?
Yes.
Meaning super, super Republican or super, super Democrat. Yeah. And it's tougher and tougher to find overlapping things we agree on.
Right, exactly. And that means nothing gets done in Congress, first of all.
Right.
But the funny part of that is that I think that moderate people are still out there. It's just that the people on the extremes are the ones getting on the news. They're the ones getting their voice heard because they're just screaming so loudly. But in my mind, those sides don't serve. Either side doesn't serve the country as a whole.
Right.
You know what I mean? Either way, you're going to alienate some group of people. And so I think where things really get done is on the moderate end of things. But the problem is who's getting their voice now is those extremes, and neither one is going to work, I think.
I totally agree. And that's the thing, right? So another phrase to describe this situation is saying it's a highly partisan era. So partisan means you are for one party only, right? You can't cannot go over to the other side. So highly partisan. Same as saying deeply divided, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. So the image that people have has to be extreme if they want to be on the news, if they want to get subscribers and followers or whatever. So yeah, that idea I think comes out in politics, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think I was thinking about this morning, actually, because we had a conversation with some friends last night that have different political views than I do. And I was thinking this morning that both sides, both extremes, like the extreme liberal and the extreme right, have made the issues moral. They're all moral at this point on both sides. It's a moral issue. You're a good person or you're a bad person if you believe or don't believe.
Right.
But I think that's the wrong place to be in politics because, you know, I mean, if you're going to consider a country this large, you need to weigh things in a smart way, in an intellectual way, considering both sides, talking to people from both sides and finding something that serves everyone, not serves just one side. So I think it's wrong to make things moral. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think, Jessica?
No, it's true, right? Like, let's go back to our foundation. Right. But I know like the other side, the conservative side is like our founding fathers. But Democrats should say that more. Like we should say that more because I feel like the separation of church and state, the separation of the judges and the different branches of our government, like all of these things are the democratic principles that we were founded on. Mm-hmm. And people are corrupting those by attaching them to personal values. Right. When really like just go back to the source. What were we founded on?
Yeah.
Let's follow those things.
Yeah. Yes. And the whole fiasco of the impeachment process and the acquittal in the Senate was the height of disillusionment for me. I mean, I really, I was like, wow, where are we right now? What is happening? Because it was so highly partisan, right? There's that word again, guys, partisan. The Senate acquitted, I think only one Republican senator voted to convict President Trump, Mitt Romney. And I never would have thought that about Mitt Romney just a few years ago, but he was the only one that kind of voted, I guess, voted his conscience is what he said, instead of voting in step with his party. Right.
Exactly. Like the party, that identity is number one. What you actually believe as a person is far down number two.
Yeah.
Right. Identity. So, which obviously is a mistake. And I heard on the news, guys, that after Mitt Romney was the only Republican to vote against Trump, he was disinvited to all of these like functions and stuff. Yeah. Like, just crazy. A way we could describe what Lindsay and I want to happen, what Mitt Romney did, was he reached across the aisle. Mm-hmm. So in a literal sense, guys, like in the Senate, the Republicans will be on one side of the aisle, right? That divide between the chairs. Mm-hmm. The Democrats will be on the other. So when you reach across the aisle, you are like making a compromise. Mm-hmm. You are trying to moderate your views to match the other side. So that's something we want more of, but there is less of.
Right, more and more. And so what's going to change this? Yeah, I wonder where we're headed in the future, you know, for our country. I mean, obviously this upcoming election in 2020 is going to be the most like heated debate. It's going to be such an intense time for all of us. And, you know, the polls never predicted that Trump would win. So I don't trust polling anymore. I can't trust what the pundits are saying. You know, you just don't know what to do anymore. So we all just have to kind of, I think we need to talk to people who disagree with us. I think that's our responsibility as citizens. I know that go ahead.
I was just going to say that I have a few people in my family that are on the other side of the aisle. Some Republicans have voted for Trump. And I have had, well, at least with my mom, I've had some interesting conversations that actually, like, we both agree on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more fiscally conservative than one might expect of a liberal. I mean, there's like, there's a lot of things that we agree on, you know, and that's the thing. Like, don't label everything Republican or Democrat. Just label it as like, this is something that's good for our country. We should do it.
It's like we're in this era of identity politics. That's the other thing.
Right.
That's the other key word today, right? It's all about your identity, how you vote. It's not about thinking through the issues in a level-headed way, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, guys. I mean, stay tuned. Well, I'm sure we'll do more episodes on this into the summer and the fall, but it's going to be a very intense season. And I do think it's going to be a very important election. you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like the most important ever. Mm-hmm. I'm already feeling anxious about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like I'm already worried. Mm-hmm. Guys, another, just one more quick vocab word. If you are keeping up with the news, you may have read a lot of articles recently about the caucuses, right? The Iowa caucus, the Nevada caucus. So these are just elections held in the state to nominate who will be the Democratic nominee for president. All right. I just wanted to explain that quickly because American politics is so confusing. The Electoral College, blah, blah, blah.
It's really confusing.
So confusing. So guys, I think this vocabulary matters because this is how we can have the conversations that deserve to be had. And I hope you will have. So a great way to get this vocab from today, guys, a lot of the stuff we mentioned will be keywords in the transcript. So if you have the iOS All Ears English app, definitely look at the transcript, put some of these in your personal power vocab list. And if you don't have the app, guys, allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And check out the Connected Communicator as well. I mean, one of the things that you get to do in that course is you get to go to a gun show in Texas, right? And right. Who gets to do that, right? That is the coolest thing because I actually interviewed some members of the NRA and because I really wanted to understand their perspective. And that this comes back to what we have to do, right? We have to try to understand the other. Why is it so important that they maintain their Second Amendment rights? Why is it so important to be able to have a gun at home for them? And I started to be able to get a little bit of a glance into their perspective. So guys, if you want to get videos like that and more, go to allearsenglish.com/connection to grab that. So cool. So cool.
And those guys, sorry, one more thing. I keep saying that, but just one more thing. Okay. This idea of like how do we define ourselves? What's our personal identity, right? Guys, you are going to understand why Americans are so divided in this course about guns, about gay rights, about racism, about all this stuff, guys. You hear both perspectives and it is it was eye-opening even for us as natives.
Absolutely, 100%. So guys, get into it. That's all we can say. Just get in. All right. This has been great, Jessica. I'm sure we'll come back to topics like this coming up soon. But thanks for hanging out today. Little by little. Just little doses of this is all we can do.
I know. I can't think about this anymore today. All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.